From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A major development in Colombia. The military there has rescued three American contractors and a very famous Colombian hostage, former presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt. They were held by left-wing guerrillas. Army commandos apparently surrounded rebels and persuaded them to turn over the captives. Colombia's defense minister says the operation was pulled off without any loss of life. The freed hostages were taken to Bogota, where Ingrid Betancourt talked to reporters.
And the helicopter almost fell. Because we started jumping, we screamed, we cried, we hugged. We couldn't believe it. God carried out this miracle. This is a miracle. This is a miracle, and that I want to share with all of you because I know that all of you suffered.
That's Betancourt speaking through a translator in Bogota. The audio, by the way, is from CNN. The dramatic rescue follows years of efforts to free the hostages, and joining us for more on the rescue is John Otis of the Houston Chronicle. He's in Bogota. John, what more can you tell us about this rescue?
Well, it was really a kind of a James Bond Hollywood-esque type of operation, apparently. These Colombian commandos just pulled a fast one on the rebels. They apparently convinced them that there was a humanitarian organization coming in. They wanted to put the hostages on a helicopter and bring them to see the top rebel commander. The rebels agreed to this, and once they got everybody aboard, the commandos overpowered the rebels and flew everyone back to freedom.
Now, Ingrid Betancourt was seen on television in Bogota, smiling, delivering hugs with her mother. What do we know, if anything, about the condition of the hostages, their health, for example?
Well, there's 15 of them who were rescued today, and all 15 looked pretty decent stepping off the plane that brought them back to Bogota. Ingrid Betancourt, in particular, she gave a lengthy press conference. She sounded very lucid and intelligent and smart, and she looked really pretty decent, considering she's been 6 years stuck in the jungle. 6 months ago, a proof of life video of her came out, and she looked very thin, and there were rumors that she was on the verge of death, and that may have been the case then, but she looks quite a bit better now.
She, of course, was, I gather, a senator and a candidate for president of Colombia. The three Americans, who were they?
The three Americans are Keith Stanzel, Tom Howes, and Mark Gonsalves. The three were working for a subsidiary of Northrop Grumman. They were flying a single-engine Cessna airplane over southern Colombia in 2003 in February, and the engine conked out, and the plane crash-landed right on top of a unit of guerrillas, and the guerrillas hauled them off into the jungle, and they had been there ever since until today.
And then there are still others, but this is not the sum total of all of the hostages held by the FARC, by the radical group.
That's correct. They've got they're holding another 42 soldiers and police officers who the FARC wants to exchange for imprisoned guerrillas. And they're also holding another up to 700 other hostages who they're trying to extract ransom payments for. It's one way that the FARC finances its war, through kidnapping.
How do people there see this? As a one-off success, or rather dramatic success, for the army and the government of President Uribe, or a sign that indeed the government and the army are ascendant and in control?
Ascendant and in control, very much so. 2008 has probably been the best year for the Colombian army ever in the civil war here that's been going on for 44 years, and probably the worst year for the FARC. They've lost three top commanders, including their maximum leader, who was 78 years old and died of a heart attack. Several other leaders have been killed. The FARC really seems to be knocked back on its heels, and this operation today where they were tricked into basically turning over 15 hostages, it's just outrageous.
And on this end, we've heard from our reporters in Washington that the U.S. military says it was a Colombian operation. Is that your sense, or did the U.S. play a significant role here?
I haven't heard any word either way on that, but the Colombians are taking all the credit for it at the moment.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us about it. That's John Otis, who is South American Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle, speaking to us from Bogota, Colombia. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks very much.